Idaho Commission for Libraries Connections, Talking Book Service News, Volume 12, Number 2, Spring 2021. Happy birthday, NLS. This year marks the 90th anniversary of the National Library Service, NLS, for the blind and print disabled, of which the Idaho Talking Book Service is a part. All year long, the NLS will highlight its history and array of services provided to our patrons. Programming will include online events, recognitions, and digital contents, which will be shared throughout various channels, including social media and the NLS website. Prior to 1931, there were few resources for reading material for people who were blind. Representative Ruth Pratt of New York and Senator Reed Smoot of Utah introduced identical bills to Congress, and the Pratt-Smoot Act became law on March 3, 1931. It appropriated $100,000 to the Library of Congress to provide Braille books for blind adults. The first order was for Woodrow Wilson's book, George Washington, to meet a demand created by the bicentennial of Washington's birth. Talking books on 33 and a third RPM records were developed in 1934. The service was expanded to include children in 1962, and in 1966, those with physical disabilities were included. The 90th anniversary celebration kicked off on March 3rd with a very special virtual concert featuring jazz pianist Matthew Whittaker, marking the day that founded legislation was signed by President Hoover. The concert can be viewed on the Library of Congress YouTube channel at youtube.com/watch?v=4x5nhvwlzm4. Whittaker, who has been blind since birth, is an NLS patron who has used music sections, accessible scores, and reading materials, the largest collection of its kind in the world. During his rise to fame, although he is only 19, Whittaker has been featured on stages around the world, including Carnegie Hall, the Kennedy Center, and the Lincoln Center. His original compositions have garnered him accolades across the jazz world, including ASCAP Foundation, Herb Albert Young Jazz Composer Award, for 2019 and 2020. For more on the history of the NLS, check out Talking Books, Pioneering and Beyond by Marilyn Lindell Majeska. 1988, DB27607 or BR07378. Or The Untold Story of the Talking Book by Matthew Rubbery. 2016, DB87099 or BR21875. You may also visit the NLS website at loc.gov/NLS/about/organization/history. Patron Satisfaction Survey, coming soon. Patrons of the Idaho Talking Book Service, TBS, will soon be able to let the TBS staff know what they think of the service. A satisfaction survey will be mailed to each TBS patron. The survey may also be completed online here at www.jotform.com/forward/FORM/210736076555155. Or patrons may call a TBS customer service representative and complete the survey by phone at 208-334-2150 or 1-800-458-3271. The survey is brief and should only take 5 to 10 minutes to complete. And for those patrons who do complete the survey and include their contact information, will be entered into a drawing for a prize. Patron feedback is extremely valuable to the TBS, so the staff can serve TBS patrons even better. Talking Book Service, 10 Squared Club. Our centenarians joining the 10 Squared Club are Eva Johnson, who has read 2,320 books since joining the TBS program in 2003. Fern Graham, who has read 2,053 books since joining the TBS program in 2005. Irene Darbin, who has read 484 books since joining the TBS program in 2011. Blanche Hedberg, who has read 1,980 books since joining the TBS program in 2011. Marianne Shin, who has read 117 books since joining the TBS program in 2019. Machine maintenance. Here's a tip regarding the TBS player. If you are spring cleaning your player, please do not clean the barcode label on the back of the machine. The label is there for a reason, and cleaning the product will remove the information that is on the label. Pleasing our patrons. The TBS customer service representatives, CSRs, can adjust your account at any time to help ensure that you are receiving the type and quantity of books that you want. For example, if you have only one or two authors listed on your account, you may not be receiving enough books. Our CSRs can chat with you and suggest additional authors that you might like, genre that you've never tried, or many other factors that would make your TBS experience better. Give them a call at 208-334-2150 or 1-800-458-3271. Recent donations to the Idaho Talking Book Service, December 25th, 2020 through March 15th, 2021. General donations: John and Alta Christensen, Catherine Fitch, Melissa Ferriel, Teresa Gross, Doris Hymas, Karina Martin, Richard Moore, Margaret Mortison, Patricia Michaelbust, John and Pauline Ness, Dorothy Nichols, Doris Tuttle, and Agnes Wolf. Memorial donation. Memorial donations: Irene Chandler, in memory of Jack Fersh. Donations are fully tax deductible as allowed by law. Make checks payable to the Idaho Commission for the Libraries and mail to Idaho Talking Book Service, 325 West State Street, Boise, Idaho, 83702. Credit card donations may be made online from the Idaho Commission for Libraries website at libraries.idaho.gov/donations, or from the homepage, click on the Donate to the ICFL button. Our sincere thanks to all who give so generously. Talking Books Order Form. To order any of the books from this newsletter, write your name and address on the enclosed addressed TBS order form and mark on the lines next to the titles you want. Postage is not required. These titles are also available for download from BARD. To register for BARD, call the Talking Book Service at 1-800-458-3271 or visit nlsbard.loc.gov. Something for everyone. Red Rising, adult fiction, author Pierce Brown, read by L.J. Gassner. Darrow is a member of the lowest caste in the color-coded society of the future on Mars. He thinks he is improving the planet for future generations, but his wife, Io, believes they are slaves. When Io is condemned to death, Darrow infiltrates the governing caste to bring down his enemies. Violence, strong language, and some descriptions of sex. DB078253, 2014, 13 hours and 49 minutes. The Boy from the Woods, adult fiction, author Harlan Coben, read by Joe Wilson. 30 years ago, Wild was found by a boy living feral in the woods. Now, no one seems to take teen Naomi's disappearance seriously, but attorney Hester, whose grandson, told her that Naomi was relentlessly bullied at school, asked Wild to use his unique skills to find Naomi. Strong language and some violence. Bestseller. DB 98760, 2020, 12 hours and 28 minutes. The Dearly Beloved, adult fiction, author Kara Wall, read by Kathy Kinney. Charles Barrett and James McNally are appointed co-ministers for a venerable New York City church in the 1960s. Their relationship with each other and their wives, Lily and Nan, weather challenges and joys through the decade as each individual beliefs and experience makes them who they are. Commercial audiobook, DB096824, 2019, 10 hours and 53 minutes. Ever Faithful, adult fiction, author Karen Burnett, read by Ann M. Richardson. When Nate Weber signs up with the New Civilian Conservation Corps in 1933, he hides the facts that he can't read. At his new post in Yellowstone National Park, he meets Elsa Brooks, a ranger's daughter who is teaching the CCC camp when she learns of Nate's secret. Commercial audiobook, DB098768, 2019, 10 hours and 31 minutes. The Book Woman of Troublesome Creek, adult fiction, author Kim Michelle Richardson, read by Katie Shore. Kentucky, 1936, 19-year-old Cussie Mary Carter has been working as part of the Pack Horse Library Project, but her father hopes she'll marry, despite the family trait of blue skin. In addition to her father's hopes, Cussie must also face the prejudice of the community she serves. Some Violence, commercial audiobook, DB95243. 2019, 9 hours and 28 minutes. Stuart Brannan's Final Shot, adult fiction, author Stephen Bly, read by Jack Fox. Legendary lawman Stuart Brannan had no intention of leaving his beloved home, but a telegram from President Roosevelt spurs him into action. Sequel to Son of an Arizona Legend, DB47089. Some Violence, DB100028, 2012, 7 hours and 35 minutes. The Kiss Quotient, adult fiction, author Helen Hong, read by Carly Robbins. Stella Lane, an econometrician with Asperger's, has little experience with dating. She decides the practical solution is to hire a male escort. Michael Fan can't afford to turn down her offer, but they are both surprised when Stella's logical checklist turns into a real relationship. Some strong language, violence, and explicit descriptions of sex. Commercial audiobook, DB091563, 2018, 9 hours and 39 minutes. Circe, adult fiction, author Madeline Miller, read by Perdita Weeks. Circe grows up in the court of her father, the sun god Helios. Despised by her parents and others, she falls in love with a mortal who shuns her. When she takes revenge, she's banished. Those who wish her and others harm are transformed into pigs. Some strong language, violence, and descriptions of sex. Commercial audiobook, DB090711, 2018, 12 hours and 11 minutes. Books from Candace's Corner article, The Thursday Murder Club, DB100981, The Department of Sensitive Crimes, DB094875, The Sentence is Death, DB095578. Books from Treasure Valley Reads article, Manual for Cleaning, Women, Selected Stories, DB083703. For a podcast, PDF, or to subscribe to this newsletter via email, visit libraries.idaho.gov/TBS. To download this newsletter via the online catalog search, Connections, Idaho Talking Book Service News. Candace's Corner by TBS Customer Service Representative Candace Reynolds. As we transition into warmer days, spring into these enticing mysteries. which is sure to keep you engaged for hours. I highly recommend these titles and hope you enjoy them. The Thursday Murder Club, adult fiction, author Richard Osman, read by Leslie Manville. In a peaceful retirement village, four unlikely friends meet weekly to discuss unsolved crimes. When a local developer is found dead with a mysterious photograph left next to the body, Thursday Murder Club suddenly finds themselves in the middle of their first real case, and the bodies begin to pile up. Unrated, commercial audiobook, 2020, 12 hours and 26 minutes. The Department of Sensitive Crimes, adult fiction, author Alexander McCall Smith, read by David Ritual. Comedic novel about a Swedish police department tasked with solving the most unusual, complicated, and often insignificant crimes, such as an imaginary boyfriend's disappearance. But the detective who worked their ULF Varg in the Department of Sensitive Crimes take their jobs very seriously. Commercial audiobook, 2019, 7 hours, 18 minutes. The Sentence is Death, adult fiction, author Anthony Horowitz, read by Rory Kinnear. Celebrity divorce lawyer Richard Price is found bludgeoned to death in his bachelor pad with a bottle of wine, although he didn't drink. When additional clues prove equally baffling, the police bring in P.I. Daniel Hawthorne and his sidekick, the author, sequel to The World is Murder, DB 91580. Some Strong Language and Violence, commercial audiobook, 2019, 8 hours and 38 minutes. Promoting TBS. The Idaho Talking Book Service, TBS staff, is conducting a patron satisfaction survey to find out how the service can be improved. And in addition to soliciting feedback from current patrons, staff would also like to reach potential TBS patrons. It is estimated there are 40,000 people in Idaho who would qualify to use the Talking Book service, but who do not. This audiobook library service is convenient and available at no cost to any Idaho resident who is blind, has a perpetual or reading disability, or is unable to read standard print due to visual impairment or physical disability. The TBS materials are delivered directly to the user's residence by the UPS, and the materials are easily returned by using the provided mailing card. For those in the Idaho library community who would like to help spread the word about TBS, please visit the ICFL website, TBS Promotions, page here, libraries.idaho.gov/TBS/promoting-TBS. There are many promotional resources, including a bookmark fact sheet newsletter article, a radio and TV spot, social media art, and more. You can also use the TBS logo as a web button on your library's website. If your library still has the Say Yes to TBS web button, would you please remove it? If you need assistance with the web button, please contact the ICFL's Doug Baker at doug.baker@libraries.idaho.gov. By the way, librarians, did you know that you can certify someone for the Talking Book service? Federal and state tax filing deadlines extended. The Treasury Department and the Internal Revenue Service extended the federal income tax filing due date for individuals for the 2020 tax year to May 17, 2021. More information may be found at irs.gov. The state of Idaho's tax filing deadline for the 2020 tax year was also extended to May 17, 2021. Also, the IRS provided resources and services for visually impaired taxpayers, with tax-related content available in several formats for use with assistive technology. This includes screen reading software, refreshable braille displays, and screen magnifying software. People can view and download hundreds of tax forms and publications in alternative formats, including text-only, braille-ready files, browser-friendly HTML, accessible PDF, and large print PDF. For more information, visit go.usa.gov/XSYMG. Did you know the Idaho Talking Book Service, TBS, has expanded its service to those who have a perceptual or reading disability? In addition, the need has been eliminated for certain applicants to have a doctor of medicine or osteopathy certify their application in order for them to be eligible for service. This requirement was often difficult for potential patrons, and the National Library Service, NLS, urged Congress to loosen that restriction. The change was recently made official. The list of professionals who can certify the eligibility of applicants with reading disabilities has recently been expanded to include reading specialists, educators, school psychologists, and librarians. Contact info. If you would like to be contacted by a TBS customer service representative, CSR, please make sure your current phone number and or email address is on file with the TBS. CSRs can be reached at 208-334-2150 or 1-800-458-3271. A Treasure Valley Reads Book, Manual for Cleaning Women, Selected Stories, Adult Fiction, author Lucia Berlin, read by Gabriella Cavallaro, a respective collection of short fictions from the author. The stories contained in this volume involve everyday miracles and moments of grace in the laundromats and halfway houses of the American Southwest, in the homes of the upper classes, among switchboard operators, struggling mothers, bad mothers, and hitchhikers. Some Strong Language, bestsellers. 2015, 15 hours, 12 minutes. Customer Service Representative, CSRs, are available to assist TBS patrons Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:45 p.m. Mountain Time, except State of Idaho holidays. 208-334-2150 or 1-800-458-3271. This project was made possible in part by the Institute of Museums and Library Services. End of Idaho Commission for Libraries Connection, Talking Book Service News, Volume 12, Number 2, Spring 2021, recorded in the studios of the Idaho Commission for Libraries Talking Book Service, April 2021, read by Linda Cash. Monitored and reviewed by Colleen Clark. Further reproduction or distribution in other than specialized format is prohibited. Thank you.